Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I just made it. I mean, I just made it. I clicked into the studio, and the introduction was playing. And the first thing I said was, wow, I can't believe it. You know, things are really, really hectic here at the farm. No kidding. We start work at daylight, and we end after it's dark. And just taking care of the animals. It's, you know what, nothing's working. Everything's broken. And it continues to break. I just wanted to mention that your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Jason's Engineering. Gwyneth, welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I need to apologize to you and to those who have called in. We have been unavailable because of the hectic pace here at the farm, just keeping the animals alive and so forth. And it's not just us; it's other farmers as well. And so I did get a chance to talk with Kathy for a minute or two yesterday, and quite a few too. And Kathy said that she liked the idea of opening with a tip of the day. And I absolutely agree. So, Kathy, thank you for sharing those thoughts. And so I have two tips for today. One is from Gwyneth. And I said to the family a couple days ago, in a couple of months, we'll be having some lettuce. And the reason I said that, and I was not exaggerating, I don't want to go to the store anymore. It costs about $14 per round trip to go to the supermarket. And for what? Okay, for milk? For lettuce? Not necessary. You know, it's getting warmer here, so we are growing our own lettuce. And I said to the family, you know, we're eating as they did during the first Great Depression. And what I mean by that, and I'm not exaggerating, class, what I mean by that is we're eating what we have. Okay? There is, at our house, there is, hey, you want to have some pizza? Let's go get some pizza. There's no going to get some pizza. It's not necessary. It's frivolous. If we wanted to make pizza, we can take bread flour, make dough, convert some pasta sauce into a pizza sauce. And if we had vegetables, you know, onions, peppers, we could cut them and put them on top. We could do that. We could take some ground beef, cook it and put that on top. And some cheese from the freezer. Okay? There's no going out to get pizza. There's no ordering pizza. We don't want anybody touching our food. It's as simple as that. No need to get milk. And I mentioned that years ago, I said that we like the idea of powdered milk. We take the powdered milk from the bag or the box, put it in cleaned out, reused spaghetti sauce jars with the rubber seals. We put that in the cabinet. We keep some in storage in a cool environment, dehumidified type environment. And so milk for my coffee right here in the studio is made with powdered milk, about a teaspoon of powdered milk. It's as simple as that. And on top of the USA black coffee mug is a lid. and the lid says it was from a canister of plastic canister of cheese, small canister, and the lid fits right over the top of the coffee mug, so the heat from the coffee doesn't evaporate escape through the open coffee mug. It gets trapped in there and it stays warm much, much longer. So we're not running out to buy things that most people run out to buy. That's over. Absolutely over. And I don't think it's coming back in my lifetime. So here's the tip about the lettuce. Gwyneth suggested that we take the lettuce, you know, when you have a head of lettuce and you peel off the leaves that you want, you're left with the core. And so she recommended we clean the core, clean that brown spot of the core, the bottom of the core that's on every head of lettuce. Clean it off with a sharp knife so that you have a new exposed fresh area that's not brown. And you put that in a short glass of clean, non-chlorinated water. You know, let it, don't put the whole core in, just about a quarter of an inch. And you change that water every day and you keep this core in the sun and it will grow lettuce. And at the appropriate time when you think it's right, maybe in a week or so, changing the water every day, you can plant that and make sure it's well watered and you'll have a head of lettuce. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yes, that works. I haven't got any lettuce here at the moment. You know, of course, I had some cross lettuce growing last year, so probably there's still some seed in the soil. Probably when it rains, I'll have cross lettuce coming up all over the place. But you can do that with a variety of different vegetables. You can also do it with all sorts of brassicas. And last year I did it with some. It's called culinary chrysanthemum, okay? And I actually got it, the local greengrocers, they have a waste food scraps bin where if you've got chickens or whatever, then you can get their waste food scraps out of their waste food scraps bin, and they let you do that. And there was some culinary chrysanthemum that had been thrown out into the waste food scraps. And so I got them with all the other waste chicken scraps and, you know, put them in boxes and went home with them. But the waste, the chrysanthemums, I realized that they were still good enough, and so I stripped them down and I planted them in my garden. And I watered them, and they grew roots. Now, this is a variety of chrysanthemum that it doesn't have such a fancy flower, but it's grown for its foliage. And in China and Japan and places like that where chrysanthemums come from in the first place, to this day, they get these special chrysanthemums that they've bred for the table, and they pick the shoots off of them, and they use them as a vegetable. And my culinary chrysanthemums, they grew into full-sized chrysanthemum bushes, and then they went to seed. So now I've got a seed bank in the soil, which I would like to discuss later, by the way, the idea of seed banks in the soil. I've got seed of this special chrysanthemum, which is reasonably rare, in the soil, and, you know, now they're popping up everywhere. Yeah, and they're only tiny. They're only like probably about, you know, a quarter of an inch high. But there's thousands of them, or at least hundreds and hundreds of them, you know, all through this particular area. And I'm very much looking forward to them getting a bit bigger. But they were started by getting some shoots, just like your lettuce, except instead of putting them into water, I put them directly into moist soil, and I kept the soil moist until they began to grow. And they did grow, and they flowered, and they set seed. And now I've got so many of this vegetable that, you know, I will never be without them. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. And, Classy, you need to save seeds. You need to save your tomato seeds, your pepper seeds. And that way you won't have to buy them. See, Kathy sent me an image of the price of seeds. Now, I remember seeds in a package from the American Seed Company when I was a child at 10 cents per pack retail. And today, seeds are getting close to $5 a package for seeds. They went from 10 cents when I was a child to $5, almost $5 today. Some are $3, some are $4, some are $5, some are even more. No kidding. Seeds are getting really, really expensive. And why would anyone in USA Prepares class count on a company, a corporation, for making seeds available next year? Why would you do that? Why would you not want to control your own food supply and save your own seeds? Gwyneth, do you want to talk about how you can save, like, tomato seeds?
Yeah, I do what you do. I put them on pieces. Actually, I use a tissue paper, or more recently I've come across the idea of having a strip of toilet paper. And, you know, like, about 8 sheets in a row of toilet paper, and you get the tomato, you know, off of a fresh roll, obviously, not one that's come out of the toilet. But you get about 8 sheets, and then you just smear all the tomato seeds all over the toilet paper, and then you write on the top name of the cultivar. And then the thing that's really handy about that is you can get a clothes peg, and you can peg them onto a piece of string, which is strung between two nails, between two rafters, or between, I have an indoor washing line in my living room, because I don't have a clothes dryer, and if it's wet, I still need to dry my clothes. So I have this laundry line in my living room. I have an old house, so it doesn't matter. And I peg the seeds that are on the toilet paper onto the laundry line, and it dries them out. And, you know, and then I write on the top of it using a felt tip marker or any other sort of marker, you know, like a Sharpie or whatever, the variety of tomato that it is. And that way it's easy to fold up, it's easy to store, and I can keep a track of exactly what cultivar it is. Does that make sense?
That's the way I do it, except I use a paper towel, and it works great. So I write what the seeds are, and I pick the I save seeds from different periods during the growing season. So, for example, if I'm growing tomatoes, the first best tomatoes to pop out, those are the ones that I pick for saving. I mean, those are the ones you'd want to eat, right? But wouldn't it be great to have a whole crop of those next year? So that very best tomato that comes out early, I save the seeds from that one. Then I save the seeds from the middle of the growing season, the best tomato from that time. And then at the end of the growing season, the best tomato. So I get early, mid, and late, the best examples of tomatoes. And I save the seeds from those. And I mark on them, on that piece of paper, what they are. And it works. It absolutely works. I've got them germinating at this moment.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Isaacs is with us live in Australia. We're talking about saving seeds. So tip number one is save the seeds. You can save them from peppers, for peppers, and pretty much everything. We save loofah seeds, and those are those sponges that you can use in the bath. You take the inner core out of the loofah, wash it, dry it. You can save the seeds and grow more next year. Loofah is a great, great type of sponge, and it's been around for a very, very long time. You see them at the in the good old days before the genocide. You would see them at the boutiques, you know, as an organic type of a sponge. Works really, really well. Gwyneth, do you soak your seeds after you open up those tomatoes and carefully scoop out the tomato seeds? Do you put them in clean water and let them ferment for a few days before you dry them out?
No, I just put them straight on the toilet paper.
Okay. So, what I do is I put them in a glass of water, a small glass, a couple inches of water, maybe 1 inch, and add the seeds, and that cleans the seeds. They begin to ferment. And after a couple of days, you can take the seeds out. It is not recommended by most people that you put them on toilet paper or you put them on paper the way our paper towel the way Gwyneth and I do, because if you're not careful, you can damage the seeds because the seeds will tend to stick to the paper. So you have to be careful if you do it that way. The recommended way, for the way many people do it, is they put them on a plate, You know, they put them through a colander or a strainer to get the water off, and then they put them on a plate, carefully separate them, let them dry in a warm area for a couple of days before they put them in like an envelope or some storage container, whether it be a paper envelope or plastic baggie kind of thing. I like to poke a couple holes in the baggie with a map pin to let the air in and out. I think that's better for the seeds. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I do. So, yes, you can save seeds. Gwyneth, pumpkin seeds, watermelon seeds. If you get a watermelon that has seeds, it seems like the trend is to get seedless watermelons. And when you do save seeds, they have to be heirloom seeds or open pollinated type seeds. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. So if you get a tomato from the store and it looks perfect, just like the one next to it and just like the one next to it and so forth, those genetically modified tomatoes are probably not going to grow. So what you really want is start with the best seeds, the open pollinated or heirloom seeds, and if you save them properly, they'll grow for generations and generations. Any comments about that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, well, absolutely. The open pollinated seeds are definitely the way to go. I don't think we have genetically modified tomatoes here in Australia, but I don't know. There's a lot more restrictions on GMO foods here in Australia than what there are in the U.S., and a lot of them have been outright banned. In fact, I think that pretty well all of them have been banned. I don't think you even have GMO corn and wheat here in Australia, which is a good thing. But the other things I do with tomato seeds and with other seeds as well is I let some of the tomato seeds from the tomato plant actually fall to the ground and rot into the soil, and I have tomato plants randomly coming up in my vegetable garden, or I will get a rotten tomato from underneath my tomato vine, and I will smear it all across a particular garden bed, and then after a while, I will get tomato plants just randomly popping up in that garden bed. And they might be of the same type as the parent plant. They might be an entirely new variety, you know, because maybe it's, you know, crossed with another variety that has been growing nearby or even over at that place, you know, because these travel quite distance and they get programmed into one sort of flower. And
if they're programmed on tomato flowers, they'll go and find tomato flowers if they can. But this thing, that's another, and because of that, I have vegetables popping up in my garden all over the place that I didn't plant, which is a good thing.
Same here. We'll be
Jake
right back.
Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Germany triggered an emergency plan to manage gas supplies in Europe's largest economy, an unprecedented move that could see the government ration power if there's a disruption or halting gas supplies from Russia. Russia's defense ministry said Tuesday it would drastically scale back military operations near the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, in order to increase mutual trust for a potential peace deal. Ukrainian President Zelensky said all Russian forces must leave before a final peace deal can be reached. Zelensky spoke with the Danish parliament.
The people who make decisions in Russia think their actions will go unpunished. They think they will be able to avoid sanctions. The embargo on Russian oil, they think it won't last, that it's just talk. Everyone is expressing their concerns, but an international tribunal, the Russians know that will take years to bring perpetrators to account.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz from Texas is warning America about the weak, feckless, and ineffective leadership that's currently steering America.
It really has been painful to watch. I can't think of another international trip that was as marred by massive gaffe after massive gaffe, stumbles. And look, there are consequences when the American president is weak, when his approach to every enemy of America is weakness and appeasement. That's how Biden approached Afghanistan when he surrendered catastrophically to the Taliban. That's how he approaches the Communist Party in China. It's how he approaches Iran. It's how he approaches Venezuela. And the reason that Putin invaded Ukraine is because every enemy of America looked to Washington, took a measure of the man in the Oval Office, and sadly concluded that he is weak and feckless and ineffective. And to watch Biden just stumble one after the other after the other, he doesn't realize what he's saying anymore, and that's dangerous.
A gangster movie icon and sometimes an accountant has died. HBO series Entourage.
You're not broke. You're bankrupt. You've got to file Chapter 11.
I'm not filing Chapter 11.
You've got to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. And this time on a budget and without dependents.
Should I just get an appetizer?
You should go on a hunger strike.
Paul Herman, a Brooklyn native who appeared in The Sopranos and Goodfellas as well, died Tuesday on his 76th birthday. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Did I hear that right, class? During the bottom of the hour news that Germany is rationing gasoline. You know, the way it works now is not the way it used to work when I was a child. When I was a child, you could buy locally. There were local farmers. You could buy roses locally. You could buy lettuce, tomatoes, corn from the farmer's stands. There were plenty of them, locally grown produce. But now, that's not quite the case. Food comes from thousands of miles away. Lettuce comes from California, Florida. in Florida and other places, thousands of miles away. So you can have lettuce 24/7 every day of the year, when it's in season, when it's not in season. Doesn't matter. You can get it because trucks bring it. Well, here's a heads up. In Los Gatos, California, the lowest price for gasoline is, at this very moment, $6.49. At the seventh lowest price, it's $6.99. That's for the cheap gasoline. Diesel is $6.09 to $6.59. Those are for the lowest priced gas and diesel stations in Los Gatos, California. Now, your location may be less expensive, but it's still out of control. And so what we're finding out is that everything is impacted by oil. Everything you buy, seeds, fertilizer, pretty soon electricity is going to go up. There's no question about it. So you need to do everything you can to protect yourselves and your family from the massive inflation that we are experiencing and will continue to experience. I believe that it's not going to go away for at least 20 years, if that soon. Gwyneth, what are your thoughts?
I don't think that it's ever going to go away, because I think that we have, in 20 years, we definitely would have lost the skill sets for rebuilding. Because all your generation will have mostly passed on. And in 20 years' time, gosh, I'll be 67. So I'll be getting into old lady territory, you know. And if you are still alive, I hope you are still alive, but you'll be 90 in 20 years' time. And I hope you're still alive. You very well may be still alive, you know, especially with Dr. Shealy's PEMF device. And, you know, you'd shock everybody. Yeah, especially your detractors. But, you know, I would be the one, I would be the first one in the queue cheering you on, Vincent, saying, proving them all wrong. When all of them are all busy pushing up daisies, and they're still, Vincent and Gwen are still doing a, you know, if there is a radio network still doing a weekly radio broadcast, I would like that. But, just for a moment with the tomatoes, going back to the tomatoes, what I would do is I would get one of those squares of tissue or toilet paper or whatever, and I would either cut it into sections, or I would just take the whole square and bury it shallowly in the soil and then water it. And I think you'll find that if you do that, it's unbleached tissue. That's very important, because otherwise that tissue is going to be full of dioxin, but you're going to kill the seeds. That's a very important point. I thought I'd better mention that, but it's true. So unbleached tissue or toilet paper, and then you bury it in the soil to the depth that you would normally bury the seed at, and then you water it, and it will grow, and the rotting tissue will actually help to be a little bit of fertilization for the emerging seeds, and it will also help to keep the emerging seeds a little bit extra damp. Does that make sense? I don't know if you do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. It has to be. Yeah, but it would have to be toilet-type paper, which decomposes very quickly as compared to these rough and tough high-strength towels, paper towels, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to discuss cassava, if that's okay with you. I know I've been emailing you about my cassava.
Yeah. And please, Gwyneth, your voice is a little bit muffled. Could you see if you can figure out what to do? And also, could you spell that for us?
Okay, but cassava is C-A-S-S-A-V-A. Okay? And hang on, I'm just seeing if I can do something here. I hope this is going to be better. Hello, is that better? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think it's better. Yes, please continue.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Cassava is, I've been quite excited because I've managed to come across some propagation stock for cassava, which is a perennial vegetable from warm climates. Okay, so if you're in a cold climate, which is below zone 8, so 7 and below on the USDA climate scale, you know, zone scale, forget about it. Okay, there's been apparently people who have managed to raise cassava as low as zone 6. So USDA zone. And if you want to find out what USDA zone you are, I think there's maps on the USDA.gov website, which will show you what agricultural zone you are in, which is a pretty good guide into what you can and can't grow. But anyway, I'm in zone 9A where I am, and that means, that it's a warmer climate. We have mild, wet winters, but we do have baking hot summers, and they're very dry, very low humidity summers. So, cassava does well in that sort of climate because it comes from Africa. Originally, although these days it's naturalized all over the tropics, subtropics, and arid and semi-arid areas of the world, Mediterranean climate, basically anywhere where it's warm. So if you're living somewhere like, for instance, Florida, Mexico, the northern part of South America, then this is going to do really well for you. And also places like Australia and Southeast Asia, South Asia, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka. I'm aware that this broadcast goes all over the world. So anyway, you get the idea. A problem that we're going to have going into the future is, preparedness-minded people, and a problem that a lot of people are expecting in their vegetable growing is calories. And that is doubly so for people in warm and, like I say, probably about zone 9 and above climate, because so many of the crops that are really calorie-dense, they grow in a cold climate. So things like, or a temperate climate, or they grow over the summertime in somewhere like where you are. So crops like potatoes, swedes, turnips, beetroot, mangle beets, and parsnips and all these sort of starchy, energy-dense vegetables that you will really fill you up and will give you bulk calories. We kind of struggle in a warm climate to grow those sorts of vegetables. But cassava is a vegetable that you can grow and does really well in those sorts of climates. And it it's perennial. So it actually grows as a shrub. And it has the part that you eat is the root. It's a tuber, and each plant will grow between 5 and 10 of these massive tubers, and each tuber weighs about between 5 and 10 kilograms. So they are absolutely enormous. And the bush, the shrub itself, can grow to be up to 3 meters tall. So it's quite a plant. And, you may only need a few of them. But I've got a hold of some propagation stock, and I got 5 cuttings. And I went, I remembered I've been wanting to get a hold of this propagation stock for probably about 9 or 10 years at least, maybe a bit longer. And the last time I got a hold of some was when I was living in Geraldton in Western Australia. But I didn't quite know what I was doing. And I thought that it died. And so I threw it out at the time. But since then, I have studied some more of how the biology of this particular plant works. And I think that I made a mistake all those years ago. When you get a cutting off cassava, let's say you go on eBay, there's a few sellers, or maybe one or two sellers of cassava cutting on eBay at the moment. So if you're lucky, you might get some. You'll get a cutting which is maybe about between 6 and 9 inches long, and it'll be a stick that'll arrive in the post, well packaged in damp newspaper with bubble wrap around it, and in a box or in a parcel, and it'll look like a stick, and it'll have nodes or buds all the way up it. I've learnt what to do, Vincent, because I went on the internet and there was somebody in Africa who really knew what they were doing, and they made a YouTube video about it and they've taught the whole world how to do it. So should I go into this new method? I think after the break.
Yeah, let's do it right after the break. C-A-S-S-A-V-A. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and she's teaching us about cassava. C-A-S-S-A-V-A. And cuttings. And how you can plant them, and a better method. Gwyneth?
Okay. What most people would do is they would take that, you know, 6-inch stick, and they would just dig a hole, and they would bury probably about between a half and two-thirds of it in the ground, and then they'd go away, and then just let it grow. Okay? Well, that will work, but there's a better way. If you do it that way, you'll be waiting about 12 months before you are able to harvest it. Because what will happen is that every node or every bud on that stick except for one will die. And the plant will not fully germinate and won't fully grow until it gets down to that last bud. And then the last bud will shoot. And then you'll get your new plant. And I think that that's where I went wrong when I was cultivating them in Geraldton, is I didn't realize that about them. So what I'm doing this time, and what the YouTube video from the fellow in Africa, and you've got to realize, in Africa, if they don't succeed with their gardening, they die. It's not like it is in America or in Australia where you can always go out and get more propagation stock and try again. If you mess it up in Africa, you're going to die because they live on the edge. They really do. And this fellow, he had a beautiful-looking cassava garden, and he said, I'm going to tell you more how I do it. And what he does is he gets the cassava bud and he cuts it a little bit above and a little bit below the bud. Okay? And I found that if you cut it diagonally from the inwards to the rear of the bud, then you'll end up with a good amount of propagation stalks on each bud. And you'll probably find, as you're cutting them with the secateurs, that the cane splits at splits in half. That's okay. All right? Because you will need to take off some of the back end anyway, because that's where another set, you'll find that probably a set of roots will come out of the top where the bud is. But if you cut it in half, or if it splits in half, or, you know, maybe three quarters near the bud and then a quarter is trimmed off, then another set of roots will grow from underneath. Okay, so because the interface with the bark and the wood, it's like a lot of things when you take cuttings. It helps for the cuttings to take if you've taken a little bit of bark off. And then what you do is you take that cutting, and it will be probably about an inch to an inch and a half long. Maybe a really big one would be 2 inches long, but that's pretty big. So most of them are going to be about an inch and a half long. And then you go out to, he advocates putting them really, really, really close together and making up a nursery patch. So you get a patch of your garden and you dig in compost and a small amount of compost and manure, and you enrich a small part of your soil, and then you line them up like dominoes. Okay, in a row, and then they will all shoot at the same time. But what I've done is I've gone out in my paddock, and I found a horsey poo-poo spot. And I don't know what cows do, Vincent, but horses make bathrooms for themselves in the field. They tend to go and do their number twos in the same area of the field. I don't know if cows do that or if they just deposit it or anywhere
they
go.
No, cows. Cows, I think, have a feeling of immediacy. No, they just go wherever they are.
Yeah, no, horses.
Or wherever they're walking.
Horses make a toilet spot. And, you know, sometimes they'll just lift their tails and let it drop where they're standing. You know, if they found a particularly juicy patch of grass or something, or if they're thinking about something. But normally they do make a poo-poo spot. And so you go and find an old poo-poo spot that's well dried out by the sun. I'll finish this after the top of the hour news briefing. I can hear this, you know.
Yeah, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And we're talking about self-sufficiency, and we're talking about planting cassava in detail so that you can do it if you want. It's not cheap, but you can find it on eBay. It's going to be a couple dollars per cutting if you choose to pursue this. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.